continue. Most students find D.H. versus Ruthless, or R.N., D.H. versus the father, Mr. N., Bernstein Woodward, B.W., versus R.N., and Diddle, the passerby, D. versus R.N. For all, the respective objectives are money and not pay. If you haven't already, note these pairings on your outline using abbreviations. Leave several spaces between each pairing. The respective objectives can probably be omitted. Stop. Continue. How about Diddle versus the hospital, county emergency? Conflict pairing? Stop. Continue. There's nothing to suggest a problem, is there? If the facts said the hospital stitched Diddle and botched the job, a conflict would be implied. If the facts said they stitched him and he didn't pay for it, you'd have a conflict. But it would be contractual in nature, therefore probably not relevant on a torts exam. But the facts don't suggest a problem. Generally, don't go beyond given facts. Don't make up facts. If you thought a discussion of the hospital and Diddle would be productive, the operative question being, would such a discussion offer an opportunity not offered elsewhere to show off more legal knowledge, then the way to introduce such a discussion would be to write, assuming, arguendo, A-R-G-U-E-N-D-O, it's on page 58 of your text, underline such Latin words, bracket them with commas, it means for the purpose of argument. Assuming, arguendo, the hospital botched the job on Diddle, and you go on to make your point. You manipulate the facts to show off more legal knowledge. Assuming arguendo alerts the professor you're introducing new facts or offering an interpretation of given facts. However, rarely do you want to introduce new facts, particularly if you haven't fully exploited given facts. Professors generally don't want you adding facts, in effect making up a new hypo. It means more work for them, because the implications of your new facts have likely not been incorporated in the model response. However, without adding to the facts on page 90, there are at least two more relevant conflict pairs I haven't noted. If you haven't found them, keep looking. Use your common sense. Who's doing something that someone else might object to, and they might end up in court that we haven't yet discussed? Stop. Continue. Students often suggest Bernstein, Woodward, and Diddle versus direct hit. The idea being that D.H. set in motion the events that led to the gardening implement being thrown. I like the close thinking, but the reasoning is a bit circuitous. The conflicts I have in mind are more immediate, more one-to-one. Who else is doing something that someone else might object to or feel harmed by, and they could end up in court? Stop. Continue. Consider diagram 8, particularly the two pairings at the bottom. Why would D.H. and or members of the Nicely family be against Bernstein Woodward? Stop. Continue. Not because he's invading their privacy, as many students assert. Invasion of privacy may be an area of tort we want to introduce. But my objection is that, once again, an impulse to think and blurt out legal concepts is indicated. How can what B.W. is doing be couched in common sense, layman terms? He's taking pretty unflattering photos. The photos may or may not be published. In either case, D.H. and members of the Nicely family, and perhaps also Diddle, don't want those pictures taken. They might end up in court over this. Again, respective objectives would likely be money and not pay, or block use of the photos versus be free to use them. Notice on diagram 8 that objectives are not noted. Again, the less you put in the response outline, the better. Since you should have no trouble remembering these objectives, there's no need to note them. Now you would perform steps 2 and 3, which would have the effect of breaking the hypo down into premises. Premises would reveal issues, which you would roughly sort by importance, major versus minor issues. Then you'd execute your response on paper, roughly one paragraph, one issue after another. But you're practicing step 1. So pretend it's 90 minutes later. You've completed the response to the torts hypo, which brings you back for the second time to the combination hypo, page 100. Go to page 100. What do you do first? Stop.